All right, Margo, I want to go ahead and shift gears over to you really quickly here and talk about this. What was your reaction to everything that happened that night?
First, I don't know. I was kind of focused when they called the 3000 because I was like, okay, we don't know when shuttle will go next. Like, they could call shuttle relay, like, really soon. So I was like, okay, we need to go and start warming up. And then I noticed, like, half the team over by long jump and, like, a few of the coaches. And I was like, oh, I better go over there to see what's happening is kind of what I thought. And then all I heard was, like, okay, pack up your stuff. Like, hurdlers were leaving to go to Ogden. So I was like, oh, my gosh, like, that's really serious. So I kind of started guessing because, you know, like, I was already, like, focused, like, at that, the meet that was going to happen at ACGC. And then to pack up and leave, it was kind of just, like, crazy in the moment. So, like, I don't know. I just got in the car and tried to focus and, like, this is happening.
I can honestly imagine that, because anytime you have to go through this kind of an event, regardless of where you are, it can be very, very unusual to go to have something like this happen. Because again, this is the final day before Drake, and you're running into this situation. And needless to say, you did a great job of handling it, because obviously you're going to be going to state. You're going to Drake. You qualified. Tell us how you felt after you realized that you qualified for Drake.
I mean, I was just really excited, especially because I had, like, Nottoway Valley, their hurdler got the chance to compete with us. And so there's somebody to, like, push me, and that was good. So I got a PR in that, and then I realized, like, we just kept checking the times and, like, refreshing the stats to see if I would be able to get in. And then when we found out, like, I could get in, like, I stayed up all night. And once I found out, like, it was true, like, I was just really, like, relieved and stuff that I got in, and just really excited and glad I got the opportunity that I did that night.
Well, I'm glad that I'm glad that both of you were able to get that opportunity, because if it wasn't for this, we wouldn't have anyone in, we wouldn't have anybody from either school, you know, qualify for state. So it's really, really nice to see somebody take that step forward, you know, qualify. How do you think this particular meet fits into your long career as a track athlete?
Well, it's definitely one of my favorites. If I think about all the track meets I've had, this one was definitely, like, the most surreal, I feel like, and just, I was just very grateful for the opportunity, and, yeah, I'm glad that I could get in and finish a goal that I had since a couple seasons ago to make Drake Relays in an individual event. So I'm just really grateful that I got the chance to go to Ogden on a very, like, late notice and just make it happen.
Because obviously nobody expected to go to Ogden anyways to begin with that night, because you were at Guthrie Center.